Hello and welcome to this virtual live session. My name is Joe Reyes, Developer Evangelist for Microsoft Public Sector. In this video, I'll show you the NuVista Studio 2008 WPF Designer and how through interoperability you can take your existing Windows Forms controls and make them part of new WPF solutions. So why do we need this? Well, end users expect much more from the user experience these days. We have graphics technologies that are very high quality, so we should be able to use them more effectively. Also, organizations that are interested in achieving progress in this area want to do so without having to start from scratch. So one way to do that is to be able to leverage the existing investment that they made on Windows Forms controls and incorporate them into these new WPF solutions. So through this video and the lab, you'll learn how using these features of WPF and interoperability, you can accomplish this. We're going to do so by exploring the WPF designer itself and also show you how you can use the Windows Forms host control to then account for the Windows Forms control hosting within your WPF forms. We're going to accomplish that by taking an application, a WPF application, making some UI modifications, and then incorporating into that an existing Windows Forms control. We have an existing application already, so let's open that. It's called a Coho Winery. Just for convenience, we created the project already. So you'll see that in this project, we have basically the UI designer split into two sections. So let's open that up. We have basically the UI and the SAML. In the UI, you basically have a rendering engine that you can do anything visually. You can zoom in and out to make it convenient for your display. And on the bottom, we have a SAML where I can make changes to properties, and those changes are reflected automatically on the visual section of it, or the design section of it. We have columns and rows. So here you have a rows definition that has a height and a weight by simply clicking on the left section there. Likewise, we can create a column by clicking on the column section, and you'll see that a column definition is inserted into the SAML, again with the width and the height. So that's very convenient. Then we can have things like changing the color on the properties, or you can use the IntelliSense to make those changes directly through SAML, or if you are hardcore, you can type the actual color code directly onto the SAML property and make that value designation there. Either way, it's going to be reflected on the designer section so that you can see in real time everything that's happening when you change any SAML. So let me actually show you also that you can add controls to this grid. So we're going to add an image control. The image control is going to host an image file, and you can see that in the UI I can make adjustments directly, and the SAML, then corresponding SAML, gets changed also. So there is a one-to-one correspondence between the UI designer and the SAML editor. So let's make this fit within that cell. And once we've done that, then we're going to basically bind that to that file, that image file that's in my project. We do that by means of specifying a source property for the image control. So we're going to say source equals and give it a path within my project where that image files is located. And the editor will automatically bind that file, the image file, to the control, and obviously during runtime it will also do the same thing. So it's very, very convenient. Likewise, we're going to add a list box to the cell below, and that's going to contain a list that itself has images and description, which you'll see in a minute. So visually I can make adjustments to this and see the corresponding SAML underneath as well. And so let me kind of show you a little more about that. You see here I have a Coho Resources XML file that is defining a data provider. The data provider points to an XML file and specifies some XPath so they can parse it. Then also let me show you what that file looks like. So here I have a simple XML, right? So in that XML I have things like reference to the wine ID, the name, the vintage, a reference to the picture, and a description. And those are being bind bound to that particular control and during runtime. Do that by specifying an item source that has a binding property to it that points to where that source of the binding is. So you see that the control is there. Let's see what happens when you run it. So I have my image here, and I also have the control that has been rendered with both images and text, with fonts, color, etc. All that has happened automatically, if you will, by the control binding capability. Now, the interesting part starts now when we actually host a Windows Forms control inside of this WPF form. So we're going to do by dragging the Windows Forms host control. We're going to adjust it visually as we did with the other two. And then basically through code, we'll be able to instantiate the calendar control to be hosted within Windows Forms host control that's specific for WPF forms. So the way we do that is go through the code behind, specify that for that particular instance of the forms host, we're going to associate the child to a new instance of the month calendar. And once you do that, basically, when you run it, you'll see that everything coexists very nicely together. So I have my image here. I have my calendar control that I can navigate, and it performs just fine. And I can also have my list box on the left here that allows me to have images and description all together, so everything coexists as one. So now that you've seen this in action, it's time for you to give it a try. So please visit the address on your screen, and I'll take you directly to the Virtual Labs environment where you'll be able to follow step-by-step instructions on how to do this.